soulmate. It's not what you think. One person meets another person, and they have a connection. It doesn't matter, it's outside of romance, although that's there too, to really confuse things. It may be a past life as a brother, sister, mother, dad. They know the person. They think like the person. They can have conversations and look in each other's eyes and just being amazed. They must have spent lifetimes together in order to have this similarity of thought and thinking, of ideas, passions. There's an attraction to be with that person. Just stay with that person. Because they represent something that is so special, and you call it soulmate. Let me tell you, what if I told you you just met yourself? I told you it'd get spooky. What if soul sharing is something where you met a piece of yourself in another human being? And if I told you that, will you walk out of the room and say, this is not for me, this can't be for me? I want to tell you, I want you to use your discernment. If God is not singular, and you are a piece of the whole, and everybody is in you, and you are in everybody else, why is that so spooky? That's what a soulmate is.